Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. If you pay rent, it's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the greatest thing ever. It takes something that you're doing anyway, which is paying your rent or your mortgage, and getting you points on it, which you would never get otherwise. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. All you have to do is pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app, the same way you would with any credit card, and you watch the Built points roll in. Since I started using Built, I was able to attain gold airline status on an airline that I had not flown, so then when I did fly it, it was a way better experience, just because I used Built to pay my mortgage. It's really such a genius and efficient concept, and you can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment, or any payment. I really cannot recommend Built enough, so go earn points by paying your rent or your mortgage right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. We're starting today's episode with international news. According to Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Israeli airstrikes reportedly hit the Iranian consulate in Syria yesterday and killed seven officers from an elite military group, including top commanders. Israel did not comment to deny or accept responsibility for the airstrike, but have put their own embassies on heightened alert after Iran vowed retaliation. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, fresh as daisies from his hernia surgery, said yesterday that he plans to take immediate action on a new legislative measure that just passed the Israeli parliament yesterday, which allows the government to take action against any foreign media network that they say poses a national security risk. The bill passed with overwhelming support in Israeli parliament yesterday, and Netanyahu is already putting it into use by signaling that he will use it to shutter Al Jazeera. Netanyahu claims that Al Jazeera has harmed Israel's security by actively participating in the October 7th massacre and by inciting against IDF soldiers. Florida's state Supreme Court made two significant rulings about their residents' reproductive systems yesterday. The first allows the state's six-week abortion ban to go into effect starting May 1st, while the second decision will allow for a measure on the state's election ballots in November, when Florida residents will get to decide whether to enshrine abortion protection in their state's constitution. Until then, the wise men of Florida's highest court have decided, and they have said, only up until about 5 minutes after that second line pops up. Not quite the makings of a sexy summer in Florida, more like a register-to-vote summer. I am a lot of fun at parties, of course. Yesterday, Michigan became the last state in the country to officially decriminalize paid surrogacy contracts after Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the Michigan Family Protection Act yesterday. This bill was a package of measures that the governor says are intended to protect families who use surrogacy and IVF to expand their families and to ensure equal treatments for LGBTQ parents. Next, we have a quick update from our nation's Congress. It's looking increasingly likely that the man I have fondly called new Speaker Mike Johnson is potentially going to become the old Speaker Mike Johnson. The nail in the coffin may be Johnson's moves on the Ukraine bill, because he has merely been suggesting to members of the House that there will be a vote on aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan when they return from Easter recess this month. Now, of course, the question remains, who will be the next Mike, John, or Jim to be the House Speaker? Or perhaps a Hakim? For our last few headlines, we have Donald. As I was scripting the show last night, news broke that he has found someone to secure his $175 million bond, just 3 days before his extended deadline to satisfy his reduced civil fraud judgment in New York. The bond comes from the California-based Knight Specialty Insurance Company, which is not actually giving over any money, merely the guarantee that they will put up the cash if Donald loses his appeal and fails to pay the judgment himself. Who could imagine? But Donald's day wasn't all rainbows and roses. Within the same hour, the judge overseeing his 2016 campaign hush money trial ruled to expand the gag order that's in place against him. Trump is now liable to be held in contempt of court if he speaks about family members of court staff, including the judge Juan Marchand and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. For context, Donald has chosen to go after Judge Marchand's daughter because she formerly worked as president of a firm called Authentic Campaigns, which Vice President Kamala Harris contracted back in 2019 to help with digital fundraising and advertising during her presidential campaign. Judge Marchand has also said that he sought ethical guidance from the New York State Court System Advisory Committee on Judicial Ethics regarding whether this is a potential conflict with his daughter's employment. The committee advised that there is no conflict and that he should not need to recuse himself from the case. Either way, I give it about 4 days until he violates this gag order. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Bilt. Bilt is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. So pay your rent every month through the Bilt Rewards app and watch the Bilt points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. You can earn points now by paying rent when you go to joinbilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.